They're the only record of sauropod dinosaurs or sauropod dinosaur tracks, so the really big four-legged dinosaurs that we have from Australia. We've got no other sauropod tracks from Australia. They're the only evidence of those sorts of dinosaurs in Western Australia. And the entire sort of trackway fauna, it's the only representation we have of dinosaurs from this particular age, so about 130 million years. So those things alone make all these tracks quite significant.
And are the tracks from a number of different types of dinosaurs?
Yeah, most of the initial work, that research that's been done on these tracks, was done by Dr. Tony Solburn. He used to be at the university here in Queensland. And he started to document them, but there's just such a vast number that the project really sort of became quite large. But the initial work that he did indicated that there were probably at least 10 different types of dinosaurs preserved as tracks along the coast, along this 80-kilometre stretch of coast. So that's quite a high diversity, and, you know, it indicates that there are lots of different types of dinosaurs in Western Australia at that time for which we've got no other record at all.
So without being site-specific, Steve Salisbury, where and how many footprints occur north of Broome along the coast?
I haven't been up there myself, but I do know that they're scattered all the way along the coast for about 80 kilometres, pretty much anywhere where there's good exposure of the Broome sandstone. A lot of them are in intertidal zones, so they might be covered up by wave action during high tide. Others are above the high tide line, but they might be partially covered in sand. But there are many that are quite clear, that are well preserved away from the high tide line. And just the sheer enormity of them, that the number that is preserved, makes that entire stretch of coastline quite significant.
How do you feel about the fact that the proposed boundaries have completely missed this area?
It is a bit of concern because, I mean, previously, you know, the location of these trackways hasn't been made publicly known, but it has been sort of known that they occur on this stretch of coast. And given that, you know, the new gas hub is going to occur right in the middle of where they're known, it's going to open that area up to potentially more traffic and potential damage to some of these trackway areas, which would be a real shame. So not only are they significant scientifically, but a lot of them have got a lot of relevance to Indigenous communities around that particular part of the Kimberley. So they've got sort of cultural importance as well, and that would also, I think, need to be considered as far as sensitivities go with doing development in this area.
Would dinosaur footprints at James Price Point be under threat?
Possibly. I mean, the full extent of the development hasn't really been made public yet, but given that they occur all through that coast and there's probably some around James Price Point, then, yeah, I'd imagine they're under threat. I think, you know, it would be good if this stretch of coast was given the same sort of heritage protection that other parts of the Kimberley have, you know, purely from the point of view of these trackways, because although not a lot of research has been done on them yet, they clearly are very abundant and very diverse, and I think, you know, future research will demonstrate that this is a very important part of Australia's prehistory that's preserved on this one stretch of coastline that at the moment is unprotected.
You mentioned that for Dr. Tony Tholburn, the project of marking all the tracks was even too big for him. The project just became too large to handle. Does there need to be more of a concentrated effort to conserve and document these sites and make sure that they are protected?
Yes, I think so. You know, I know Tony is continuing with some of the research that he started back in the 90s, but, you know, there's clearly more room for additional work in the future, whether that involves Tony or other people. I think it would be important to get these trackways documented and properly conserved and protected. I mean, as an example, some of the sauropod dinosaur tracks that have been documented in this stretch of coast are some of the biggest sauropod tracks known from anywhere in the world, animals with a foot length of over 1.5 metres. So, you know, a foot around the size of a semi-trailer wheel. So you imagine the size of a leg that's attached to a foot that big. We estimates on the size of some of these animals range from about 30 to 40 metres, making them potentially some of the biggest dinosaurs that ever existed. So if this is the only record we have of those sorts of dinosaurs, not just in Australia but in the world, protecting these tracks is very important, because if they're, you know, covered up by sand, washed away, or even worse, destroyed through development, that's it. You don't get any other ones. They'll be gone. So that would be a real shame.
It is an amazing vision there to have a foot the size of a semi-trailer wheel. Steve Salisbury, the Heritage Council's CEO, Tom Harley, is currently overseas, but when I spoke to him a few weeks ago when the proposed boundaries were released, here's what he said about James Price Point.
James Price Point is out of this area. In our preliminary assessment, while we saw some heritage values there, we didn't see them as being high enough to merit national listing.
That's Tom Harley speaking in March about the proposed boundaries, which cover Ganthian Point and Roebuck Bay, and then there is about a 100-kilometre gap stretch from Broome North, where the boundaries are not including that area of the Dampier Peninsula. And Premier Colin Barnett has said in the past that this area in question, James Price Point, is an unremarkable piece of coastline. Steve Salisbury, what would you say to their perspectives of this part of the coast?
Well, I think, you know, the significance of this coastline extends north and south of James Price Point, and it would be difficult to try to protect every single little patch of rock that has a footprint in it, you know, as an isolated zone. So it'd be much easier to manage the area as a single heritage site, and then, you know, any development that does need to take place in there can be regulated probably in a much tighter framework than it would if that wasn't the case. So I think, you know, there's definitely grounds for recognising this stretch of coast as being of, you know, significant heritage potential, and it should be seen as that and managed in that way. And if there is room for some sort of development in there, you know, it should be done in a way that accounts for a lot of these trackways that occur in the area.